Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando show. Coming up, Sean is going to tell us about his favorite builders in the Central Florida area. Coming up next. Welcome, everybody, coming to you from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined as always by my good friend, realtor and co-owner of Moving to Orlando, Mr. Sean Falk.
Hey.
Our producer, Mr. Corey Fiascanaro.
Welcome.
And hiding off camera, Drake the intern. He's just kind of randomly, don't how dare you approach? Don't ever approach me. Love to scare him. Well, why have an intern if you can't scare them? So this week, folks. Oh, well, actually, before we get into the topic this week, just a reminder. If you are looking for a home in the Central Florida area and would like to speak to a realtor about that process, you can reach out to us on our website, movingtoorlando.com. There's a little contact us up in the menu bar. You can fill out that form and someone will get back to you. Or you can email Sean directly, Sean, S-E-A-N, at movingtoorlando.com. And also, please be sure to go ahead and subscribe to our channel and hit that thumbs up. Helps us out with YouTube. And if you're watching this, then you already know that these shows now are exclusively on the Moving to Orlando channel, not on our Diz Unplugged channel. We'll see how that goes. I may add them back there. But right now, we're trying this out. All right. So, as I said, for this week, we thought Sean has been dealing a lot with these new build communities here in the Central Florida area, and he's developed some favorites that he likes working with, and we get asked the question a lot. You know, people are very interested in new builds, and so I thought having Sean talk about some of his favorite builders would be a nice show.
Yeah, and this is definitely not community specific necessarily. It gets tough because you may live somewhere where a certain builder has a great reputation and they have a horrible reputation here, or vice versa. They may be great here and you'll be like, oh, them, like they're terrible. Like, why would you like them? But here, at least in my experience in Central Florida, there's some that have really stood out above some others, and some that have been more lackluster. And I think it's important to distinguish what we're talking about between custom builders versus semi-custom, you know, versus more of just like your box builders. So you have those more of the box chain type builders like Lennar, Ryan Homes, Taylor Morrison. Taylor Morrison to a lesser degree, but like, let's say Lennar, for example, here, you're not going to be able to change a lot of things about the home. And then even when it comes to, like, you're not going to be able to change the floor plan at all because that's already pre-approved, but you're not going to be able to go to the design studio for the most part. You're going to get a few color palettes. They'll say, oh, these are not even just the tile or the granite or whatever. It's one package together. So you have three total packages. So you can't say, oh, I like the granite from package one, but I like the floors from package two. They won't mix them that way.
Really?
You can't change that stuff.
Then honestly, what is the point of building your own home?
Then you gotta go with a custom build. Or a semi-custom build. Just defending. But yeah, they're called palettes. So you choose which palette you would like. And they usually always have a black, a brown, a white, and maybe like a gray. And then they'll have one that's like a very bold color, like purple. So, and then all the carpets are purple. And then the counters have like a purpley tint to them and all that stuff. So,
does the purple one come with a bong?
There was somewhere I went that had the purple one and I was very confused, but it was kind of like a lilac color. And I was like, oof, like who's picking this? So, anyway,
fiasco.
Yeah. I was just thinking that actually.
Fiasco.
Yeah. But anyway, so, you get into semi-custom and that's typically what you're going to get a little more flexibility with. So that's going to be everything from like KB Homes, even up to like Toll Brothers technically is semi-custom because you're not like architecturally sitting and planning what the house is going to be. You're getting, you might be able to say, hey, we want four bedrooms. You may have the option to do a fourth bedroom and maybe a smaller garage, and they'll work with you a bit, but it's still like kind of pre-planned options that you have. Like, oh yeah, we'll add an office, but that means walling in the formal living room. Whereas other builders may not do that at all. They'll be like, oh no, you get the house for what it is. Then you have custom builders that are like from the ground up, like, let's build you a house kind of thing. What do you want? And that gets really expensive. So, and I won't even talk about any of those because that's not commonly what we're looking for here. But I will do some other shows. We plan on doing some singular shows just talking about individual builders and what they can offer. But so these are mostly going to be semi-custom builders that I'm talking about, because that's who I like more so anyway. But definitely Toll Brothers is a big one for me as far as the more luxury style. If you're not at the price point to buy a to customize your own home, but you still want a luxurious style house, Toll Brothers is probably who I would go with in this area. And there are other builders that are still really high end. By this point, you should have seen Jones Home USA. They would definitely be a more luxury style home as well.
So would you put Toll Brothers in the same league with Jones?
Yeah. Just because of the types of options you can do. You can do, they'll let you add a really, really intricate pool. They'll let you do, you know, we had the, if you saw that video, you have the wood, like for the outside lanai area, like instead of having just stucco or something, you know, you're definitely getting more upgraded type
and
materials.
Just for point of reference, in case you haven't seen it, Sean is referencing a home tour that we did last month. At the point that you're watching this, it'll be last month. Right? No, that's the first.
That would go up.
No, that's right. It just went up. It's going up the beginning of January. Absolutely stunning, 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 stunning model home that we did on one of our home tours. So I'll have a link to that in the show notes just so you can go and check it out. Absolutely gorgeous.
So that's definitely going to be that higher up style, I guess. And then KB is another builder that I really like. Especially in the Sawgrass Bay community, because once you get over there, that's off Highway 27 in the very southern portion of Claremont. So when you get in there, there's like KB, there's Taylor Morrison's there, Lennar's building there, Home Dynamics is building there. So there's a lot of builders that are building in one community, and that kind of happens in these large places where they're kind of these pre-planned communities. So you get lots of different builders. Horizon West is the same way. You can get, you know, D.R. Horton at Waterlay, and then right next door was Jones Home USA and all that. So you can customize a little bit more on who you want your builder to be. So over at Sawgrass Bay, definitely KB is that, them and Home Dynamics are my two top choices in that area. Home Dynamics, if you're shooting for more like the mid 300 going up towards 400,000 range, they're a little bit of a step up. KB, if you want to be in the 200,000s, you easily can do that. Get a fantastic house with them. They're very straightforward, literally, because usually the names like Taylor Morrison, it's like the Anastasia model at Crestview, and like that doesn't mean anything necessarily. But for KB, theirs are just the number
house.
It's literally the square feet. So they're like, oh, this is 1780. And that's because it's 1,780 square feet. So, like,
so their marketing department, not exactly the most creative people on God's earth.
Okay. No. So, but you know immediately, oh, the 1989 model, because it's 1,989 square feet. So it's very easy to pick through that one.
I would have thought like the 1989 model was like, you know, a house modeled after, you know, 1989.
Yeah, no, it's literally like just based on the square footage of the home. So it's very quick, very easy, straightforward, very energy efficient. They're big on energy efficiency with KB. They are very good about keeping you and myself up to date on what's going on with the home build. They send tons of pictures. They're constantly updating what's going on. Their lot premiums are not not bad at all. Very little on those. And that's essentially going to be sometimes you have to pay extra for which lot you get. So, I mean, you could see the price of the home online, but if you want lakefront, you're going to pay more because you got to buy the land that's lakefront on that. And, they don't charge a lot for their lot premiums there. Maybe $5,000-$10,000, just depending.
Okay. So if lot premium doesn't really refer to like lakefront, what does it refer to then? So why would you pay it's located on a corner or?
Yeah, you might pay more for a corner lot, which usually that's because the lot will be bigger. But let's say, take Sawgrass Bay, for example. If you want to be the one that's going to be included for the most part, or maybe just a couple of thousand for the lot, is going to be by the, there's like a large brick wall that's built between the main road and your house. So you'll kind of be up against the main road going through Sawgrass Bay, but you will have a brick wall and then, but you could still hear a little bit of the traffic noise. If you want to be on the other side of the street, exact same lot, but the backyard is going to be conservation. So you will just have trees and land that is going to be untouched. So that's not going to be quite as much. And then you'll move up to water views and then that gets even more expensive. So you kind of build up from there. Other builders, MI is really, really good. They have a lot of great builds. They fill their concrete block. So here in Florida, the bottom floor of homes are going to be, made with concrete block. MI fills their concrete block in so that there's better insulation and it keeps your air conditioning bill a little bit better and just keeps prices down a little bit with that stuff. And, they have a little bit longer of a warranty. They have a 15-year structural warranty. Doesn't mean too much difference, in my opinion. It's a big selling point for them. Everywhere offers a 10-year. They offer a 15, and that's just on the structure of the home. So doesn't change a lot, but it's good to have a little bit extra. It can be enough to push you over the edge to maybe want to pick them. And Meritage Homes is really good. I sold a model home with them. I haven't done a new build directly, but I have sold a model home with them. And their people were really, really great. They went through like with a fine tooth comb and anything they saw stuff that myself and the buyer didn't notice or didn't even care about. Like he was just very fixated. There was this one little bit of the backsplash that was off center and they literally came through, pulled it, redid it. Yeah. And it was their thing. Like no one cared. So, it was barely even noticeable. So,
good.
Yeah. They did a really good job.
And which one was that? Meritage?
Meritage. Yeah. So they did a really good job with theirs. And don't get me wrong. Anywhere you buy through, if you Google it, like you're going to see terrible reviews, just like anything else. Take your favorite restaurant, Google it. It has terrible reviews. So it's tough because those are my experiences with things. And that's,
I find that with home builders, it's probably the most vitriolic reviews I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's all home builders. I don't care who they are. They all get and I get it. You've just spent $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 or more on your house. And it's a nerve-wracking process, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is going on over a period of months where they're building your house. And a lot of times, I remember the man for whom this studio is named, Bob Varley, he had a home built in Claremont when he moved here. And I used to say to him, that builder is going to sneak into your house at night and kill you when you sleep. He was at that lot every single day it was being built. And he watched everything they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted him dead. Yeah. Well, they got their wish. He died in 2006. But,
I will say too, Cahab Nanian is a really, really good builder. I really like them. That's probably one of my top choices of all of all things. And it's tough because in other areas, they have a bad reputation. But here, they have a very good reputation. And particularly if you want wide door frames, large door frames, if you're going to be in a wheelchair or need accessibility, they really, really have that in mind. They have very wide hallways. And they build a lot for 55 and up communities as well. But not all their communities are 55 and up. But they still have that consciousness there.
Oh, that was K-Hub was Winding Bay, that
the home tour we did.
And I noticed that because I remember asking you, like, okay, is this house built for accessibility? And you said, like, not particularly. It's just this is how they build them. They build them where, like, the bathroom doors were very, very wide. Easily could have gotten a wheelchair through. And I noticed that with all the doors in the house, because I have a niece who's in a wheelchair. So I kind of look at that stuff, like, how would she be able to navigate around this? I'm like, oh, this is pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I was impressed by that.
Yeah, no. And I really, really like that about them. They do a great job. And I almost all the homes that I've been in of theirs, I've just been immaculately well done. Heard of very few problems personally. And it's tough because, I mean, you don't know who's complaining about the stuff either. There's stuff that wouldn't bother me that does bother other people. There's stuff that bothers me that wouldn't bother somebody else. They wouldn't even notice it. So, and you got to keep in mind too, typically people who are taking the time to go online to complain had the worst experiences of something. So, I mean, it was to the point that they were like, I'm going online to complain about this. So it's, you got to take it with a grain of salt a little bit, because there's thousands of other people who had a great experience and they just didn't go post it online because it was fine, because everything worked out. And that's really the type of stuff that I look for. How quickly are they building? Like, take Toll Brothers. It takes Toll Brothers 11 months is their average to build one of their homes. And that's really slow. That's on definitely on the longer end of homes here. Whereas, you know, take Ryan Homes, they can finish in like just a few months, like 6 months. Like, they can get a house from beginning to end. But then they move on, like they're done. And so if you do have issues and you need things done, you need to make sure that who you're working with is somebody who's actually going to come back and fix those things. You can have a 10-year, 15-year structural warranty, but if you can't get them to honor that and you can't get in contact with somebody, then I don't know what you're going to do at that point. And it's not, you know, to be disparaging or anything, that's my issue with Taylor Morrison. I like Taylor Morrison as a builder. They build good homes, but they have terrible customer service. They're very, very hard to get up with. And I've heard better about it. Like, they seem easier to get up with if you're not using a realtor, but they really seem to not like people using realtors. And obviously we encourage people to use realtors because we're there to kind of help fact check that what's happening, what's supposed to be happening is happening. So it is frustrating when companies seem to not want that to happen and they won't work with you. So it makes me worried when I'm like, if this is how they are when you want to spend $500,000 with them, then how are they going to be when you want them to come back and repair something and you want to complain and say, oh, you messed up my house or something?
Well, you bring up a very good point, and we hear this a lot. You know, do I really need a realtor if I'm going to buy a new build? Of course you do. Of course you do. Your realtor is the person who is there, if they're any good at their job, to protect your best interests, to help you navigate the process. The sales rep who's a realtor at the builder, they're not there to protect your best interests. They're there to protect their best interests. So it's like going into court to defend yourself. You know, they say, you know, the client who has himself for a lawyer has an idiot for a client, I think is how it goes, that you should never represent yourself in a transaction like that. And I think that's especially true with new builds, because there are a lot of nuances. There are, you want somebody who's got experience with this, who knows what to look for. That guy over there, for example, who's going to advocate on your behalf with the builder.
Yeah, and definitely if you are, and let's say you decide not to use a realtor, definitely look into what they're offering. So like if let's in and almost any builder is going to say, if you will go through our lender, we will give you X amount of dollars. It could be 10,000. It could be a lot of places offer really shoot for like between 7 and 10 grand, or like, hey, you're paying my closing costs. I have some places that I've worked with. They're like, oh, we give like 2,000 or 3,000. I'm like, okay, that's not worth anything. But so some places will give you, oh, we'll give you 5 grand towards your closing costs, and we'll give you $5,000 in the design studio. So like once you go to the design studio, and that's what I meant to say about the semi-custom builds. A lot of them have design studios where you go and you actually get to pick out, I like that counter, I like those floors. And you really, you don't get to customize the layout of the house too much, but you get to customize what's in it and you pay for what you want. So, don't let them like offer you like 3 grand towards closing. That's not a good enough deal, for you to get that. They're making a lot of money off lending you that money. So like, and you using their approved lender, they are making something from that. So it is not a charitable donation or anything that's being given. So make sure you get as much as you can out of that. And if you have a good relationship with your own lender, if you have a credit union that you've gone through, to me, it's not worth $5,000 towards my closing costs to have to go with a lender that is not somebody I know and trust. And you can look up, I mean, and across the board, I've never seen good reviews about any builder's lender, like their direct lender that they want you to go through. That's even people I like. That's Toll Brothers. That's everything. Very, very difficult to find people who had good experiences with those. Obviously, you got to take them with a grain of salt because it's people online complaining about it. But I have never heard of maybe one or two people that have actually gone that route and been happy, and it not just been like a dogfight the entire time between them and the builder and the builder's lender. And then of course they want, oh, all this paperwork and all this proof, and they can really like put the stop on the builder too a lot easier because they're kind of in it together and you're just kind of your own little island at that point. So obviously there are checks and balances that have to happen just like everything else, but sometimes it's not the best idea to get a couple $1,000s. So in the grand scheme of things, it's not worth it all the time. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
All right. Well, if you have questions, is that good?
Are we, yeah, okay. I think so.
Just want to make sure because I have a bad habit of ending shows before he's done.
No. Yeah,
so
no,
I just want to be 100% sure. No. If you have questions about the new build process, if you'd like to speak to a realtor about that, please reach out to Sean, S-E-A-N, at movingtoorlando.com, or you can go to our website, movingtoorlando.com, and fill out the Contact Us form on the website. And that will do it for this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando show. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you again next week.